Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and today is Wednesday, December 29th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we will be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you will also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 49, and this is the section where we see what the fate of the surrounding nations around Israel will be. Chapter 49, a message about Ammon. Concerning the Ammonites, this is what the Lord says. Has Israel no sons? Has she no heirs? Why then has Molech taken possession of Gad? Why do his people live in its towns? But the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will sound the battle cry against Rabbah of the Ammonites. It will become a mound of ruins, and its surrounding villages will be set on fire. Then Israel will drive out those who drove her out, says the Lord. Wail, O Heshbon, for Ai is destroyed. Cry out, O inhabitants of Rabbah. Put on sackcloth and mourn. Rush here and there inside the walls, for Molech will go into exile, together with his priest and officials. Why do you boast of your valleys? Boast of your valleys so fruitful. O unfaithful daughter, you trust in your riches and say, who will attack me? I will bring terror on you from all those around you, declares the Lord Almighty. Every one of you will be driven away, and no one will gather the fugitives. Yet afterward, I will restore the fortunes of the Ammonites, declares the Lord. A message about Edom. Concerning Edom, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Is there no longer wisdom in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom decayed? Turn and flee, hide in deep caves, you who live in Dedan, for I will bring disaster on Esau at the time I punish him. If grape pickers came to you, would they not leave a few grapes? If thieves came during the night, would they not steal only as much as they wanted? But I will strip Esau bare. I will uncover his hiding places so that he cannot conceal himself. His children, relatives, and neighbors will perish, and he will be no more. Leave your orphans, I will protect their lives. Your widows too can trust in me. This is what the Lord says. If those who do not deserve to drink the cup must drink it, why should you go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, but must drink it. I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that Bozra will become a ruin and an object of horror, of reproach and of cursing, and all its towns will be in ruins forever. I have heard a message from the Lord. An envoy was sent to the nations to say, assemble yourselves to attack it. Rise up for battle. Now I will make you small among the nations, despised among men. The terror you inspire and the pride of your heart have deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rocks, who occupy the heights of the hill. Though you build your nest as high as the eagles, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. Edom will become an object of horror. All who pass by will be appalled and will scoff because of all its wounds. As Sodom and Gomorrah were overthrown, along with their neighboring towns, declares the Lord, so no one will live there, no man will dwell in it. Like a lion coming up from Jordan's thickets to a rich pasture land, I will chase Edom from its lands in an instant. Who is the chosen one I will appoint for this? Who is like me and can challenge me? And what shepherd can stand against me? Therefore, hear what the Lord has planned against Edom, what he has purposed against those who live in Teman. The young of the flock will be dragged away. He will completely destroy their pasture because of them. At the sound of their fall, the earth will tremble. Their cry will resound to the Red Sea. Look! An eagle will soar and swoop down, spreading its wings over Bozra. In that day, the hearts of Edom's warriors will be like the heart of a woman in labor. A message about Damascus. Concerning Damascus, Hamath and Arpad are dismayed, for they have heard bad news. They are disheartened, troubled like the restless sea. Damascus has become feeble. She has turned to flee, and panic has gripped her. Anguish and pain have seized her, pain like that of a woman in labor. Why has the city of renown not been abandoned, the town in which I delight? Surely her young men will fall in the streets. All her soldiers will be silenced in that day, declares the Lord Almighty. I will set fire to the walls of Damascus. It will consume the fortresses of Ben-Hadad. A message about Kedar and Hazor. Concerning Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, attacked, this is what the Lord says. Arise and attack Kedar, and destroy the people of the east. Their tents and their flocks will be taken. Their shelters will be carried off with all their goods and camels. Men will shout to them, terror on every side. Flee quickly away. Stay in deep caves, you who live in Hazor, declares the Lord. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has plotted against you. He has devised a plan against you. Arise and attack a nation at ease, which lives in confidence, declares the Lord. A nation that has neither gates nor bars, its people live alone. Their camels will become plunder, and their large herds will be booty. I will scatter to the winds those who are in distant places, and will bring disaster on them from every side, declares the Lord. Hazor will become a haunt of jackals, a desolate place forever. No one will live there. No man will dwell in it. A message about Elam. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam, early in the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah. This is what the Lord Almighty says. See, I will break the bow of Elam, the mainstay of their might. I will bring against Elam the four winds from the four quarters of the heavens. I will scatter them to the four winds, and there will not be a nation where Elam's exiles do not go. I will shatter Elam before their foes, before those who seek their lives. I will bring disaster upon them, even my fierce anger, declares the Lord. I will pursue them with the sword until I have made an end of them. I will set my throne in Elam and destroy her king and officials, declares the Lord. Yet I will restore the fortunes of Elam in days to come, declares the Lord. And now let's move over to the devotion, which I've titled, God Defeats the Proud, but Has Mercy on the Powerless. I took piano lessons until I was in the 8th grade. I wish I could sit down and play anything you requested, but I can't. My repertoire consists of one hymn by memory, a fun little duo with my dad, and one Christmas song. Each Christmas, I take some time to sit down at the piano to play my one carol, O Holy Night. I enjoy how the song builds to a crescendo, and I love the words that are rich with meaning. This song reminds me that the Messiah has come to rescue the world and bring hope to the poor and powerless. One of my favorite lines says this, "Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease." This is the promise we have in Jesus, and this is the promise that the book of Jeremiah points to as well. Chapter 49 chronicles the fate of the nations that surround Israel. Instead of being helpful to brother Israel, their pride leads them to plunder the land of Judah when its peoples are defeated and carted off in chains to Babylon. Instead of defending the weak, they choose to add to the oppression. In their pride, they believe they will never suffer a similar fate. But God declares they will be brought low. He will judge the arrogant nations and defeat those who think they are high and mighty. Yet, in the midst of these judgments, there are hints of God's mercy and care for the defenseless. Look at verse 11. "Leave your fatherless children. I will keep them alive. Your widows too can depend on me." God shows his care for the powerless world most clearly in the incarnation. God took on human flesh and became a poor peasant. He died an unjust death, and through his resurrection power, he defeated sin and death. Even today, he does not leave us defenseless, but has given us his Spirit as our guide. As the carol says, "Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn." If you have a moment, listen to the carol, or if possible, sit down at the piano and peck it out like me. As you meditate on the words, praise the Lord for defeating the proud and having mercy on the powerless. Celebrate his crescendo in Christ our Lord, who has come to save the world by taking away our sins by the sacrifice of himself. May we fall on our knees in adoration of a God who comes to rescue sinners and live among us. Will you pray with me? We thank you, Father, for sending Jesus as a baby to be our Savior, to defeat death, and to save us from our sins. And we long for the day of his return when he will gather us together as his people. As we await that day, Lord, we pray that you would give us joy and peace and hope and thoughts of the resurrection. And we just pray, Lord, for each person in our midst today, for those in our congregation, and for those around the world who are powerless. And we ask, Lord, that you would defend the weak. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.